Triple J with the Doctor. It's appropriate that that was Chaz Mostert, the winner of Bathurst, because we are about to talk bogans. Upper middle bogans, as a matter of fact. Hello, Michaela Bannis. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm very, very well indeed. Lovely to have you in the studio.
It's nice to be here. I'm just happy to talk to you.
I know.
Doc?
Well, we did.
Can I call you Doc? Does that happen?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
well, we haven't
I
seen
like
each
it.
Other. that's good branding, Doc.
It is.
Yeah, Doc. Was it? We were seen New Year's Eve last time we saw each other
yeah.
at the ABC thing.
Oh, it's been too long.
And
too
since,
long
well,
since
then,
your lovely face.
You have been back. The last time I saw your lovely face, it was covered in cake.
Yes. Oh my God, I got pied in the face. Not only was it in my face, it ended up in my shoe. That cake. It was disgusting. I was doing this thing for those of you who are listening and going, "What's happening?" Yeah, for a thing on the ABC, and part of one of the games was it was for mental health, which it didn't do very good things for my mental health that night. I'll tell you that for free, having cake in my shoe, I got pied in the face. It was kind of fun, actually.
I was at a 1-year-old's birthday party a couple of weeks ago, and apparently, at 1-year-old's birthday parties these days, they have cakes which aren't for eating; they're just for messing around, for kids to muck around with,
and stick their hands in.
Yeah, and they were being encouraged to bash the cake with their hands and get it all over.
Oh.
They were walking all over the cake.
I don't know if you want to be teaching your kid that, you know.
It's
because then next time you're in a deli or you're in a, not a deli, next time you're in a patisserie, should
yes,
I say,
yes.
That kid's just going to go fist first into some donuts and just go crazy. You don't want to be establishing that at a young age, do you?
The cheesecake shop had to put out a press release. Do not put your kids into this place.
No smashing your fists in these cakes, please.
That is, well, it's a good antidote to your MasterChefs where everything's so perfectly displayed.
Well, true that. There's got to be a balance somewhere, surely.
On Triple J.
Let's get to work, God damn it. No.
Musically speaking, they almost are unemployed. Blue Juice, I've only got a few shows left in North Queensland over the next couple of weeks. And check out Triple J. We did a great gallery of their last gigs in New South Wales over the weekend. That is Blue Juice and Unemployed and Foxygen as well. And how can you really... Michaela Bannis in the studio. Now, you like that song, Foxygen.
Foxygen?
Yes.
That's the band. The band's called Foxygen,
that's
right?
Correct, yes.
Suddenly took me back to my childhood, right, where my brothers used to get their three-day-old socks and shove them in my face and go, Soxygen! Soxygen! What little bogans they were.
That is beautiful.
Soxygen. That was the name of the game. I never got to play because it was two against one.
Oh, that is...
Soxygen. Stinky old socks in your sister's face, everybody.
But just excellent. And them coming up with the name Soxygen.
Soxygen. They
that
thought
is a creative
it was
streak.
Hilarious.
Is this disgusting. In Wellington or is this in Australia?
Yeah,
back
in Wellington.
Oh,
well, some of it was in Australia. I mean, it went on into our teens.
Oh, but that to-ing and fro-ing in the family. Well, it reminds me of another family, perhaps the Wheelers.
The Wheeler family. Beautiful segue.
Let's have a listen just a little bit from
amazing.
This is the second episode. This is last week's episode of Upper Middle Bogan.
Sean, you're old enough to listen to this.
I'll never be old enough to hear my nan talk about sex.
This should spice things up a bit.
If you need help in that department. Mm. I picked it up from your body language.
Jules has a sixth sense when it comes to this sort of stuff.
She sees dead roots.
Oi!
you get some of the best lines as Amber. She has such great lines.
She sees dead roots. I mean, really. Yeah, honestly, I do. I sort of, everyone goes, oh, it's not fair. Because I get all the Perla lines. I just sat there for that entire scene, said nothing but that one line and was just like, in your face.
But you did have, I mean, Julie Wheeler, it's Robin Mitchell who plays Julie Wheeler, is such an amazing actress as well. Also from New Zealand.
Yeah, Robin Malcolm. Yeah. She's
Malcolm, sorry, yes.
Yeah, that's all right. Yes. She's a fellow Kiwi. There's a couple of us lurking around.
That's good.
Have
you seen her character in Rake? She plays...
Oh, she's amazing.
Cleaver Green's, like, standover woman
right.
ex who, like, forces him to
she's
be with
brilliant.
Her. She's
brilliant.
So good.
Oh, she's brilliant. She's in another show called Outrageous Fortune where she plays another kind of bogan. And she's just a cool lady. She's just a nice lady.
It's good.
And well, we have a good time. We do have a good time.
I imagine you guys do. It's so, like, the people... Now, there's another Robin Butler. She's one of the writers along with Wayne Hope. There's a lot
and
of
Robin Nevin. Robin Nevin's in there. Glenn right. Robbins. I mean, Jesus. Take it easy.
Come on. It should be called Upper Middle Robin. That's what it should be called.
Totally. I know. How many Robins can you fit in one show?
Quite a few, it seems. Yes.
I know. Well, Robin Butler writes all the awesome dialogue that I get to make my own and pretend that it was my genius idea when it clearly
wasn't.
Does
she kind of base your character on herself a little bit?
Or just base it on me, pretty much. We'll just put her on the page. It's fine. Because everyone's asking me, you know, how far away from your real life, you know, is this... Amber? I'm like, this is probably the closest. No, that's not true. That's not true.
Compared to all your other characters.
That's not true. But
your Cloud's daughters, that one
wasn't. Oh, that was a stretch.
That was a bit of a stretch, yes, fair
this
enough.
This one's a little bit closer to home.
Hey, I've got Brendan on the line from Lura. You want to say good day to Michaela?
Hey, Michaela, how you going?
Good, Brendan. How are you?
Good, good. We saw a very familiar face the other day on the second instalment of Round the Twist. And it's,
oh, dear God.
What was Michaela playing in Round the Twist?
She was like a ghost knight or something.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I was. That was it. Here's what I did on Round the Twist. I was playing a princess, but she was all covered up and she'd That's appear it. In every episode and they'd go, is it a boy? Is it a knight? What is that? And then at the end, of course, I take the helmet off and all this glorious hair flows out. But how's this for embarrassing? When I did that show, I was about 21, 22, and I was playing a 15-year-old and I had to kiss a 16-year-old boy, but I was 21. I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Was that Bronson or was it Peter?
Yes, Bronson. No, Peter. He was 16, and okay, I was playing. And I was playing 16, but yeah. I was 21 and thought I was cool as. It was very awkward slightly illegal. I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
I think that was as far as it went, unless there's a DVD extras we haven't seen, Michaela.
No, it's just a peck, but still, I felt pretty. It was just a peck, but it felt very wrong. Very wrong.
Now, Brendan, you guys are loving Upper Middle Bogan as well.
Oh, loving it. Great stuff. Right. Amber's so good. I don't know how she remains so angry and so funny the whole time.
It's a balancing act. Have you got a swear jar at your house, Brendan?
Yeah, of course. Of course. You've got to do
yeah,
it.
Is it full?
Yeah, only when we're watching your show.
Yeah, totally. Exactly.
It's a beautiful combination.
There's a couple of drinking games I hear out there for every time Amber drops a swear word. You've got to. So get on that bandwagon, fellow bogans.
It's Wednesday night, for goodness
Thursday night. No, you're right. It's close enough to the weekend, mate, as far as I'm concerned.
We're
after 5 p.m.
First day of the weekend. All right. I'm talking. Have a great one, Brendan.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brendan.
Thank you. Thanks,
Michaela. In the studio, Michaela Bannis from Upper Middle Bogan. I got a lovely text, actually, Michaela.
Did you?
Well, I knew a lovely because of the autocorrect mistake that it made.
Oh, no. Penis. Was penis in there?
No.
Okay, I've said that twice. You probably need to bleep that out now.
That's fine.
Sorry.
This is Upper Middle Bogan. Upper Middle Bogan.
Live radio.
Upper Middle Bogan is breakthrough a REPL car if my mum's side of the family. I'm guessing he's trying to say a REPL car of my mum's. But it's great. I love
a REPL car. Sick.
Yeah, man. It sounds like something that your younger brother, that Amber's younger brother would say. That
oh,
would
yeah,
say.
Kane,
sorry, yes. Oh, dear. Actually, the start of, we'll ask about the episode that's on tonight soon, but this is the start of last week's episode, which is a bit of a sex ed class that I find very funny.
All right, let's get the giggles out of our system, shall we? Horizontal jogging, glazing the donut, the mad milkman delivering to pleasure lane. But let's not beat about the bush.
Oh.
The vulva.
Wow. So good. Do you watch the episodes
glazing
as they...
Glazing the donut. Glazing the donut. Can I just say I hadn't heard that one before? Call me naive, but that is priceless.
All you have to do is watch the TV series that you're in. And
I'm getting educated by my own television show. You know what? Last season we got given DVDs in advance so we could watch it. I haven't seen the episodes, so I'm literally watching them as they go to air. I don't know why they wouldn't let me get my hands on copies this time.
I'd imagine why.
But maybe because I wrecked a few storylines. But I'm watching it as it goes to air with the rest of the country. And
probably because you're
so funny.
It's just because your reactions are so absolutely hilarious. It's worthwhile.
I don't know. I'm such a laugher and giggler. I don't know how I've managed not to laugh my way through that show. I mean, I did
all
right.
How does the filming go? You're up against some amazing legends of comedy, like Tony Martin directs and Glenn Robbins is on it.
Oh, man. Hilarious. You know what? It's okay when it's scripted. So if it's scripted, I know what's going to happen. I know what's coming. You do a couple of rehearsals. You pull yourself together. It's all good. It's when, because they often will let the camera keep rolling and stuff happens. And that's when the improv starts going. And I'm usually cool for like a couple of beats or whatever, a few bits. And then often it's Glenn will just go on a tangent and I'm gone, I'm toast, and it's unusable because I've got the laughs. But yeah, it's always the improv part that makes me just lose my mind.
Oh, I love some of these bits.
He's so funny, Glenn
so
Robbins.
Good. Oh, my goodness. But he's not the only person.
Have you had sex on cocaine?
It won't surprise you to learn that I have a very active sex life.
I think he means with someone other than yourself.
Oh, Amber. Hey, Rose is on the we got Rose on the line. Rose, the pregnancy stuff. It touched a nerve with you.
It totally spoke to me.
hey, how
guys.
So? Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Awesome.
Oh, that's good. To be honest, like I went to a couple of different public high schools in like southeastern suburbs of Melbourne in Victoria, and there was definitely like a couple of pregnancy scares at the start, and then girls started getting pregnant, and then now I'm 22 and I've, you know, there's at least 10 from, like, different year levels through those schools that all have kids or, like, multiple kids. It's pretty insane. So that definitely resonated with me. It made me laugh while I was driving home.
Safe to say the sex ed didn't work so well in that school.
No.
There
was no contraception wrap.
There's no condom. The contraception wrap. Oh, my God. That has to be.
There was no contraception wrap.
There has
Who
to
was
be.
That?
You've got to.
Sorry to cut in, though, like, there was definitely sex education, but I remember at one of my first high schools, it was pretty much, you're in year 8, you're 13, we don't expect you to be having sex yet, we would be surprised if you guys need to know how to put on a condom.
That sounds like a challenge to me.
It was let's all have sex then.
It was an encouragement class,
Absolutely. Look, I mean, this resonates with, like, other things that you guys are going to be talking about later. With like the ice epidemic and all that sort of stuff. I mean, like they want to say don't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then everyone wants to do it. So it's all about education, not about telling people not to do something.
True that. That's true. Do you know what though? I reckon I don't want to get all serious, but there's got to be a fine line of how early is too early to have those conversations and how late is too late. Like I don't know, is 13 too early? It probably isn't these days. I would have thought 16 was old enough, but. Who knows?
It just keeps changing, doesn't it? And I think I love the way in the show how it is like the both families do it so differently, and the family that you would imagine, because they're the Bogan family, to be behind in things seems to have got it right.
Oh, yeah. 7 days
I mean,
of sex,
I'm
everybody.
I'm not pregnant.
There you go,
you,
Rose.
Girl.
The system
go,
works.
Girl.
The system works. Hey, thank you very much, Rose. Have a good one.
Thanks, Michelle and
Zelda. That was cute. I'm a Bogan. I'm 22 and I'm not pregnant. Good for you, Rose.
Hey. Oh, dear. Now tonight's going to get a little bit Downton Abbey, I believe.
Oh, man.
I have not seen any of it, but I'm very excited.
Me either. Honestly, I actually haven't seen any of it. I remember filming it and losing it a couple of times in a few moments. The Wheelers find out that they're from good breeding, as it turns out.
So it's reversed. There's a
Lady Wheeler in the family that they go to
Lady
meet.
Wheeler. Oh, that's
Lady Wheeler, if you don't mind.
So very lovely. Oh, that's rad. Now, I've had a couple of texts wanting to mention this TV show. So I thought I'd play the theme from Always Greener, specifically because you're the one that sings the theme.
No, I'm not.
Did you not?
Everyone thought it was me and it wasn't me.
Because you released a single at about the same time. So
I released a song at the beginning of the second series of that.
Right.
But that's not me singing. But that was, and I still have people say to me, why did they end that show? And I don't have an answer. Because it was such a great show and people loved it and it was just kind of awesome. And it was a great time in my life. So I've got fond memories.
But now you've got Upper Middle Bogan. You don't need anything else anymore.
I've got better memories than Upper Middle Bogan.
And I'm sure, there's more for you as well, Michaela, coming up. Have you got anything? Is there anything you're up to right now?
I just finished shooting second series of a show called Nowhere Boys, which is
kids
thing
show,
on ABC. Yeah.
Rad.
And I'm doing a play next year as well. So I've got a few bits and pieces happening.
Awesome. So very
good. I'm lucky girl.
Yeah, well, and we're lucky to have Amber Wheeler and the Wheeler family and also the Denyer family on the screen. So thank you very much to all of you. Say good day to the rest of the people. Have fun watching it tonight.
Sure will. Thank you. I will.
On Triple J. Upper Middle Bogan on tonight at 8:30 p.m.
Thanks,
you go.
Doc.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.